One of the lovely melodies from La Traviata. The opera will be the centerpiece this year of the Sugar Creek Symphony and Song Festival, which begins next Friday evening in Watseka and continues through Sunday. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Helen Todd is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. She is a soprano. Her voice has been hailed by critics, earning her national attention here in the United States and in Canada as well. She's a native of central Illinois. She's a native of Watseka. And a few years ago, she and a childhood friend, John Whitman, decided to bring world-class opera to their Iroquois County hometown. So next week, the curtain will go up for the 5th annual Sugar Creek Symphony and Song Festival. And as I mentioned, the centerpiece of this year's fest will be Verdi's opera La Traviata. Helen Todd will perform the lead of Violetta. Todd is also serving as artistic director for the festival. It runs from August 3rd through the 5th. It will also feature other live music performances, including opera scenes, also an art fair, a lot of other things going on. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Helen Todd
to the program
this afternoon. How did the idea for this festival, Sugar Creek Symphony and Song, begin to take shape in your imagination?
Well, John and I didn't live in Watseka at the time we started talking about it, and we kept lamenting the fact that when we'd go home for the holidays, we'd notice that they had lost some jobs of some industry that had left town, and there was a span of time for about 5 years where they lost about 500 jobs, and 500 jobs to Iroquois County is a huge amount. So we said, well, how could we help our town try to spur some new life and vitality and try to get tourism going there and bring people to town to see what we see, which is this great community. So our original plan was to bring classical music there to bring tourism into town and help them make some money.
Yeah. What's the town like during the festival?
Oh, it's really awesome because all the musicians and the artists stay with host families, and there's about 84 people on our staff that come in, and they all stay with host families, and they are all over town, and there's just music rehearsals Monday through Friday and on the weekends. And this year, what's really great is that we've started this young artist program, which attracts college voice majors to come and spend time at the festival, learn from our principal artists, and then they also get their own performance in opera scenes at the Cherry Street Art Fest. And that's another great aspect of the festival itself.
Yeah. As I mentioned, the festival features world-class talent, world-class performances. Would you tell us about the talent that's assembled this year for La Traviata?
Well, our tenor is Mark Thompson, and he just recently in the past year stepped in on opening night at Lyric Opera of Chicago to perform Don Jose in Carmen, and he was a complete smash. And he caused quite a stir in all the national papers because it was the opening night of the entire season as well. And on that night, when it was his time to bow at the end of the opera, Denise Graves gave one of her roses to Mark and gave the stage to him for a second bow. So We have Mark with us this summer, and we're very excited. He was with us in our first year for La Boheme. And then we have Gaetan Leperrier from Montreal. And he has sung all over Canada, United States, and Paris. And he is playing Giorgio Germont. And he's a wonderful artist that I sang with in Calgary when he was doing Rigoletto. And he's just very intense on stage. And he's the perfect father for this story. We also have Stephanie Woodling, who has spent 3 years in Dusseldorf, Germany, as a house singer at the Dusseldorf Opera House. And Scott Perry is our stage director, who is on staff at New York City Opera. And then we have John Keenan, who is the conductor, and he conducts at the Met on a regular basis as a staff conductor. And he also has conducted all over the world. So the level of talent is the same level that you would see at Chicago or the Met or San Francisco, and it's right in your backyard, which is very unusual. Plus, the ticket prices are just a fraction of what they would be in those big cities. And our space that we perform in is an auditorium, but the performers are 5 feet from the first row of seats. So when you go to our opera, our total seats are around 900, but you really get to see every teardrop, every facial expression, you're very, very close to them. And it makes a different impact on you as an audience member.
Yeah. How do we get tickets?
You can call our ticket office through Travel Discoveries in Watsika at 815-432-6121. Or you can go to our website at www.sugarcreekfestival.org.
Okay, very good. You know, the melodies in this opera are just sublime. And there is so much tenderness in the music. How does it feel to sing the part of Violetta?
It's sometimes very sad because of what she's going through. Because Verdi's just perfection when he writes about death, because he lost his daughter. So whenever he writes about death, you really know that he has personal experience from that. So both in Rigoletto and Traviata, the melodies are just kind of rip at your heart. Mm-hmm. They're so beautiful. So singing it is very gratifying and yet sometimes sad. And then other times it's just glorious, especially the Sempre Libera. That's a very exciting aria to sing.
Yeah. What was your introduction to opera? When did you discover it?
Well, I had a teacher in high school that actually gave me Sempre Libera when I was about 16, and I didn't know any better, so I just followed her instruction and learned that. And I ended up singing that aria for my college audition. So she introduced that to me, and when I went to Northwestern and I said I was going to sing this for my audition, the teacher laughed at me and said, okay, sure, yeah, well, let's hear it, expecting to just be horrified by the sound that was going to come out. And actually, he was extremely pleased. So I really didn't even see my first opera until I was a college student.
That's amazing. What was it?
It was Dialogue of the Carmelites, which is extremely depressing because all the nuns get their head chopped off. But it made an impression on me. And I was like, okay, do I really want to do this? Because it seems extremely hard. So, but it grew on me over time. And I think the barrier for me was the language, but now I really love the language of opera, all languages of German, French, and Italian.
Yeah, very good. Helen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
And I just wanted to thank some sponsors that have been very important to us, which is Iroquois Federal and First National Bank of Gilman and Watsika, and also Top Portable Air that makes us comfortable in the Glen Raymond Auditorium.
Okay, very good. And again, the phone number?
It's 815-432-6121.
6121. 432-6121, and the area code is 815. And the website is www.sugarcreekfestival.org. The Sugar Creek Symphony and Song begins next Friday evening in Watsika and continues through Sunday. The centerpiece of this year's festival, two performances of La Traviata, the first on Friday evening at 8, the second on Sunday afternoon at 2. The festival also features other live music performances, including opera scenes and an art fair. So, wonderful. Thank you so much. Helen Todd.